Yes, that's right. It is the good stuff. It's Kim and Mike Burge, and we're delighted to be with you. We're sharing a little bit of the good stuff. I got to kick it off with this before we get started with anything. Respect people who wear glasses. They paid money to see you.
That's a good one. Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit us here in Cherry County, Nebraska. Check out 50 things to do, and there's more than that, I'll tell you, at visitvalentine.org. The Niobrara River, Merritt Reservoir, International Dark Skies. We've got waterfalls. We've got, well, we just got a whole lot of stuff. You need to come check it out. And when you're here, come by and say hi to us.
That's right. Don't forget about Tri-State Livestock News. You can go to tsln.com. You can get the latest stories about the livestock industry. You can get sales reports, updates, and guess what? That's right. That's where you go to subscribe. tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Okay, what are you going to share with us on this fine October day?
Okay, I've got another really short little thing here. Remember, if you lose a sock in the dryer, it comes back as a Tupperware lid that doesn't fit any of your containers. I think you'll agree with that. Now, something that we did last year. Well, I do believe I did it. I do not think you participated.
Horror stories?
Yeah, the two-sentence horror stories.
No, I don't like horror stories, so I probably left.
Well, I don't really like them either, but I have found these intriguing and actually they're a fan favorite. So I'm going to kick off as we get closer to Halloween. I'll be sharing a couple of these as we go along.
Okay.
All right, I'll start with one. Again, it's a two-sentence horror story. If you've got one, make sure you let us know, and we'd love to share yours. I found a journal in the attic detailing every day of my life up until today. The last entry simply read, "Tomorrow, the story will be complete."
Oh, okay.
Ooh, that's scary.
Well, this is pretty serious, but this was sent in from Shane and Kathy Cole to the Good Stuff program.
Okay.
And it's the top 10 reasons why farm trucks are never stolen.
I bet I can guess a few of them.
Buckle your seatbelt. Number 10, they only have a range of 20 miles before they break down or run out of gas. Number 9, the reasons why farm trucks are never stolen. Only the owner knows how to operate the door.
That's right. Or how to start it usually.
Number 8, it is difficult to drive fast with all of the fence tools, grease rags, ropes, chains, syringes, buckets, boots, and loose papers flying around in the cab. Number 7, it takes too long to start and the smoke coming up through the rusted out floorboard clouds your vision. Another reason why farm trucks are never stolen. Number 6, the border collie on the toolbox looks kind of mean. Number 5, they're too easy to spot. The description given to the sheriff's department might go something like this. The driver's side door is red. The passenger side door is green. The right front fender is yellow.
Exactly. They're never subtle, are they?
Number 4, the large round bale in the back makes it hard to see if you're being chased. You could use the mirrors if they weren't cracked and covered with duct tape. Number 3, reason why farm trucks are never stolen. Top speed, 45 miles an hour. Number 2, who wants a truck that needs a year's worth of maintenance, $3,000 in body work, tail lights, and a windshield? And the number 1 reason why farm trucks are never stolen?
Okay, now if I had a drum roll, I'd do it.
Okay, it is very, very difficult to commit a crime when everyone is waving at you. Anyway, thanks to Shane and Kathy Cold for sending that into the Good Stuff program. 10 reasons why farm trucks are never stolen.
And I think those are pretty solid reasons, indeed. Okay, we better start wrapping this up. A golfer was playing a round of golf with his buddies. On the 6th hole, a hole over water, he proceeds to flub 9 balls into the water. Frustrated over his poor golfing ability, he heaves his golf clubs into the water and begins to walk off the course. Then all of a sudden, he turns around and jumps back in the lake, his buddies apparently thinking he is going to retrieve his clubs. When he comes out of the water, he doesn't have his clubs and begins to walk off the course. Then one of his buddies asks, "Why did you jump in the lake?" And he said, "I had to. I left my car keys in the bag."
I seen a little video the other day about a fishing reel you can mount to your golf cart, and then you can hook it to your golf club so you can throw your golf club in the lake and get mad at it, and then retrieve it back out.
Oh, that might be a great Christmas idea.
Yeah, somebody ought to be working on that.
That's right.
And don't forget that you heard it here on The Good Stuff.